John Mostomy. September 3rd.
With Krishna, O Virgin, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the son of Dashamati, a small boy. He is Brajabharanagara. He is the hero of Raj, especially gopis and Radhika. Gokula Ranjanakana. By his beautiful pastimes, he attracts the minds of the gopis and all other residents of Raj.
To
bring happiness to his devotees, he performs these pastimes and manifests himself in this world.
Gopi
Paranatha, he is the life heirs of the gopis, especially of Radhika, because Srimati Radhika is ready to sacrifice her life to Krishna's lotus feet. He attracts and bewilders even Cupid himself. And he also punished the Kali serpent. He banished him from Raj. What does this mean? If somebody chants Harinam with Shraddha, then all Krishna's pastimes will manifest in that person's heart. Nam, the name will manifest, Yashoda Nandana, this name. He is the Natavara of Vrindavan. First he took birth and attracted the minds of all Vrajavasis. All Krishna's lila are in his names. Vipina Purandara, this name. Amrita Vilasha. You can see his names. Therefore, it says, Tannam Rupa Chaitanya Sukirtanana. While chanting Krishna's names, we should meditate on his pastimes, and then they will manifest in our hearts. Vipina Purandara. He was playing on his flute. And then all the gopis, they didn't even notice that they came, but they all assembled there. When Krishna took birth, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, and other demons came to Braj. And Krishna defended the Vrajvasis from all those demons. In Ras Panchadhyay, it is described.
Krishna,
Krishna protected the Vrajavasis in all ways. But still, the gopis and Nanda Baba and Yashoda never think that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To make the gopis happy, he steals butter from their houses. It means that he steals their hearts, especially Yamuna Tatachara. On the bank of Yamuna, he stole the garments of the gopis, and the best of all his pastimes is Ras Lila. Therefore, why did he do this? To manifest the glory of Srimati Radhika, thousands of gopis were assembled there. Chandravali, Lalita Vishakha and other gopis were there. But when Radhika left the Ras dance, then Krishna followed her and the dance did not continue. To show this, Krishna performed Ras Lila. Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely described Krishna's pastimes. Our Gaudiya Sampradaya is indebted to, always indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Namo Mahapatangaya Krishna Premastra
today is the constellation Rohini, and it is Ashtami, the 8th lunar day. And what day is it? Oh, it cannot be Friday. It's Tuesday. So, at night, so it is a very beautiful constellation in the sky now, and this is the time when Krishna took birth under this constellation. Srimad Bhagavatam describes in this way that Brahmaji wanted to create, after annihilation, he wanted to create the world again. But he had not the power to create, because everything was immersed in water. So for thousands of years, he was performing austerities. And then the Lord manifested in his heart and gave him the power to create the universe. At that time, Brahmaji prayed, I will create. But I do not want to to have the abhiman, the pride that I am the creator. When I will feel like this, then I will be destroyed. Therefore, please be merciful. Do something so that I would be able to create according to your desire and not feel myself as the creator. And then the Lord spoke Chatushloki Bhagavatam to him. In condensed form, he described Krishna Lila, Naam, Rupa, Guna, what is Maya, what is Jiva. In these four verses, he described everything. Ordinary persons cannot understand this. Then Brahmaji spoke this Chatushloki Bhagavatam to Naraji. Narad spoke this to Vyasadeva. Vyas, he is the Swarup Shakti Veshavatar of Narayan. He wrote the Vedas, divided them into four. This was a very difficult task. And there are so many subjects which no person can understand. He wrote all these Upanishads and everything, but especially Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Not everyone can understand this. To explain that very difficult treatise and the other Puranas, he wrote the Puranas. He wrote the 18 Puranas. After this, he wrote Mahabharata, being not satisfied, because there he describes some of the Lord's pastimes. He has done so much, but still he felt he was a Paramahamsa. He felt he was unsatisfied. He felt that there is still something left. He wrote all Vedanta and Upanishads, but for some reason he was not happy. At that time Narad Rishi came there and said, "Vyas, you're just like Narayan. Oh, why are you so sad? How is this possible?" He said, "I divided the Vedas, I wrote the Upanishads, Puranas, I did everything, but still, I feel no satisfaction. Why is this like this? Can you tell me?" "Oh, it's true, you have done everything. But you have described Artha, Dharma, Kama and Moksha. You described them. But he did not describe the Lord's pastimes. In the Puranas, you wrote some things by which people become misled. They have so many doubts from that. Like Shiva Puran, it's all about Shiva. In Vishnu Puran, it's all about Vishnu. In Devi Puran, in other Puran, it's all about Ganesha. In Devi Puran, it's all about Durga. He described everything in this way, and he did not say clearly who is the Lord of all Lords. He didn't say that. What's more, although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, he is the son of Yashoda and Mother Yashoda. She scolds him and punishes him. He didn't write anything about that. He didn't write how Krishna ate the mud of Raj. Have you written how he is controlled by the gopis' love? How he puts his head on Radhika's feet? Not even to Radhika's feet, but on Harsaki's feet. He prays to them. Did you write anything like that? And did you write about the Ras Lila? No, you did not describe any of these pastimes, therefore you are so sad. So what can I do? You should enter Samadhi in Bhakti and pray to the Lord. In this way you will perceive the Lord's pastimes directly and you will be able to describe them. Then when Naraji left, then by his Bhakti he entered into Samadhi. He concentrated his mind on the Lord, praying, O Lord, I want to see your pastimes. And by the mercy of the Lord, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not Krishna alone, but with all his associates, because alone Krishna is not complete, but with Nanda Baba Yashoda. He even sees the gopis and all the beloveds of Krishna. Lalita Vishakha, Srimati Radhika also. He also saw how everything began until the Ras Lila, all the pastimes. Having perceived those pastimes in this way, and till ignorant jivas could not know anything, he wrote this Bhagavatam to help them. Yoga Moha Bhayapaham. All the difficulties in this world can be eliminated by Bhakti. This is this Bhagavatam, the strength of Bhagavatam. So he wrote this Bhagavatam, and all the pastimes that he described here, all the pastimes that he saw in his meditation, he described in Bhagavatam. Where did he begin? From the very beginning. How?
Brahmaji
took Mother Earth and went to the bank of the milk ocean and worshipped by mantra to the Lord, by Purusha Shukta. And then a voice came from the sky saying that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he knew even before that you have come. Therefore all the demigods, they and their wives should appear in Raj Gokul and Mathura. They should take birth there, especially the wives of the demigods. Those demigoddesses, they should take birth on the earth and help in Krishna's pastimes. And then the demigods said, oh, all right, but you also please appear very soon. And he said, I will take birth on the earth very soon. Then Devaki married with Vasudev. She was the sister of Kamsa, not the real sister, but still Kamsa was very honored her very much. So King Devaka, He gave so many things like beautiful chariots, gold, and thousands of maid servants. And he also made all his other daughters marry with Vasudev Maharaj. And when Devaki and Vasudev sat on the chariot, then Kamsa, to please his sister, then he himself started to ride the chariot. Just as they started on their way, then the demigods, they thought Krishna should take birth very soon, therefore they spoke from the sky, "Oh, you fool, with great love you seat your sister on this chariot and bring to her palace, but her child will kill you." Why did they say this? There is one secret in this. They said that the eighth son, they didn't say that the eighth son will kill him. They didn't say, they said just a child, not a boy or a girl. They just said that the eighth child. When Krishna was transferred to Gokul, then a girl was brought to Mathura. And then Kamsa, he didn't know, oh, this has to be a boy, but this is a girl now. So they all thought that this was the daughter of Devaki, and so Kamsa killed him. So by he performed so many sins that the Lord was forced to come and kill him. This is the meaning why they said that the eighth child, not the eighth son or daughter, they didn't say particularly. Then Kamsa, he pulled Devaki by her hair, ready to kill her with his sword. Said that this prediction will not come true. I will not allow it to happen. Well, but when it is said that the eighth child will kill you, it means it will happen. But Kamsa thought that if I kill Devaki, then she will have no children, and this will not happen. So in this way, Vasudev Maharaj, he said, if this was such a prediction, you cannot just kill her. We will do everything so that this would not happen. He said, this is your younger sister, and it is not appropriate to kill her. If she has any sons, then at once I will give them to you, and then you can kill them. So Kamsa, he felt that Vasudev speaks right. He released Devaki, but still he was not satisfied. He thought that because wicked persons, they are always in fear. When the first son was born, then Kamsa came there, and he became very happy. And Vasudev said, well, now we have a son, this is the first son. Then playing on his veena, then Naraji came there. He said, oh, you didn't kill this child? Don't you know that Vishnu is very clever? It is very difficult to conquer him. All these sons, they will all kill you because they're all demigods. They're all bigger enemies. So Kamsa understood this, and then he took the child and killed him. In this way, when Sankarsana Balaram was about to take birth, the seventh child, everyone was afraid, oh, the eighth child is going to take birth soon. Maybe Rasanand Prabhu will speak this, or other sannyasis will tell the story.
Well,
they will write the names of the speakers so that they would speak all the day long. And there will also be Bhogarati. And in the evening, from 8:30, then musicians will come and they will sing kirtan. At night there will be Abhishek. In this way, we will celebrate Krishna's appearance in this. So, Agasur and Bakasur, everyone. Krishna killed all those demons. He also banished Kaliya and killed Keshi. He also performed Raslila. Then Krishna went to Mathura. There he had the Yajnapavit Sanskar and he went to Gurukul. And he became the friend of Sudama. When his school years ended, he asked his Guruji, what can I give you? What dakshina can I give you? Sandipani Muni said that my son was lost somewhere, maybe in the ocean. So Krishna and Balaram went to the ocean. And the Adhishtati Devata of the ocean, Varundev, said, he was here, but Shankhasur, he took him with him. So then Krishna and Balaram went, killed Shankhasur, and then brought Sandipani Muni's son to his father. This was their dakshina, and then they returned to Mathura. There they had war many times with Jarasandha. And then Krishna created a city in the middle of the ocean called Dwarka. After this he killed Jarasandha. And then, after Krishna left this world, Arjuna and Yudhishthira were talking together. So Yudhishthira said, he started to live with Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Arjuna said that Krishna ordered me to come in the middle of the two armies during the Mahabharata war. He became my charioteer. He was such a close friend. We're drinking from the same glass, eating from the same plate. And there, in the middle of the two armies, on one side were Duryodhan and Dronacharya and the great warriors. So he said that I was only the instrument and I did not kill anybody. And he gave me the faith that I have already killed everybody, Krishna said. You only have to be the instrument. I could not understand this, Arjuna said to Yudhishthira. Oh, alas, alas, I did not understand anything. what he has done. And at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, it is written, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Vinashanam. And in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam is completed. Now?
Where it is. This one.